Earlier this week, organized labor suffered its worst split in decades. Three big unions in the AFL-CIO pulled out of the federation during its convention in Chicago. In years past, an event like that would have echoed across the city because of its deep labor roots. But as NPR's Frank Landfitt reports, many people working in Chicago took little notice.
From the Haymarket Square bombing in 1886 to the Pullman strike, Chicago has been the stage for some of the biggest events in American labor history. But as union membership has shrunk nationally, so has worker awareness here. Take Miguel Rivera. He earns $7.70 an hour at a laundromat called Bubble Land. With five kids and no health insurance, Rivera might seem like a good candidate for a union. If only he knew something about them. Asked what the word union brings to mind, he struggles to answer.
I draw a blank. To be honest with you, I draw a blank. I've lived in this neighborhood all my life, and I've never seen a sign of union or heard anything on union or had anybody come here asking to be a part of a union for anything.
Rivera works in Humboldt Park, a mixed community with a heavy Latino presence. A giant arch depicting the flag of Puerto Rico straddles the neighborhood's main drag. Rivera is sitting outside Bubble Land on a cigarette break. He says he heard about the split in the AFL-CIO, but it doesn't mean much to him.
And when it comes to stuff like that, I really don't pay too much, again, a mind to it because I don't see it affecting me or my family in it too much in any way.
Unions once had great influence. In the 1950s, one in three Americans were members. Today, the number is closer to one in ten. Union leaders cite various reasons for labor's decline: the loss of manufacturing jobs overseas, pro-business Republican policies. But some people say unions have become disconnected from workers and share some of the blame. Zach Manning is waiting for a haircut in a barber shop on the South Side. The chairs are full. Baseball highlights play on the TV set. Manning used to be a union member when he worked for state government. After he was laid off, he says the union never returned his calls. Manning now works as a clerk for a business services firm. He has no interest in joining another union.
I don't think it would serve any purpose. You know, the company I work for now, they're pretty straightforward. I don't think I would ever want to work for a company that I had to be involved with a union.
Chicago still has hundreds of thousands of union members. And in an uncertain economy, some people here say they wish they had a union looking out for them. Linda Caole belonged to a union when she worked for the Chicago Transit Authority. She left to have a child. Now she works for Starbucks.
Grande peppermint latte.
Caole wishes Starbucks was unionized. She says people today don't know enough about unions to appreciate the important role they serve.
You feel like with a union, someone cares and someone fights for you, and no one can walk in and just take your job for no reason at all. You are allowed to make mistakes, whereas a lower-paying job or a non-union job, they can walk in and terminate you.
But unions don't have the leverage they once did. And perhaps nowhere is that more evident here than at the Congress Hotel on Michigan Avenue. Efrain Cortina used to work there as a banquet server. When the hotel cut wages by 7%, he and more than 100 workers went out on strike. That was more than 2 years ago. Now Cortina spends his days on the picket line. With a strike sign resting on his shoulder, he walks in circles, hour after hour.
It's not boring, it's frustrating, because you see the people coming through. Sometimes we talk to the people, please support the picket line, they will strike, and they say they come to vacation.
The Congress was grand once. Now duct tape covers tears in the carpet. The owner says he can't afford to pay staff more and shows no sign of budging. The union has found Cortina work at another hotel. It also pays him $200 a week to picket. Cortina takes out his frustration by pounding a heavy bag while practicing Taekwondo. As he stands in front of the lobby with his sign, guests file by without looking. A white minivan pulls up.
This car is came from Minnesota, and it's probably they come to this hotel because they charge a cheap rates. I hope the people support us, because these things could happen to anybody.
But with fewer union households, fewer people relate to union workers. The unions that pulled out of the AFL-CIO this week say they did so because the labor movement needs fundamental change. They vow to mount a huge organizing campaign to rebuild union membership. But rebuilding labor awareness may be tougher, even in a city like Chicago. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.